Hello, English Program here, bringing you a guide to what's on the Beeb. Yes, Anti-Beeb, the greatest broadcasting thing in the whole world. Yes, not my opinion, folks. It is my opinion. It's not only my opinion, I should say. It's everybody's opinion. Yes, so not just me, it's everyone. It's a fact. Not opinion, it's fact, I tell you. Now, if you can hear strange noises in the background, I'm pretty sure it's my fan. My electric fan. Hang on. Not the fan of the program, I must add. Hang on. Turn it off. There we go. Turned it off now. That's a little bit better. It's very, very warm, very humid here. Yes. So we're looking at what the BBC has on offer. We're using the official BBC Press Office page, which is the bit of the website they allow members of the media, that's me, to use. bbc.co.uk/press-office. It's a treasure box of lots of jewels and gold and things. All kinds of information can be found here. Now, let me have a look. I have to find the date. Today's date. Oh, you know what? We're here. Look. 28th of May to the 3rd of June. Week 22. Okay. Right. I'm going to find today's date. If I can. It's here somewhere. Oh, I can't find it. Hang on a minute. I thought it was here somewhere. No, I'm on the wrong week. Silly me. Oh dear me. Right, hang on. Here we go, folks. Yes, today is the 26th of May. Okay, tonight we have EastEnders for you. And Dot feels betrayed when she discovers Carol, Max and Jack are discussing Jim's future without her in the latest drama from Walford. Meanwhile, Rainey has an upsetting confession for Ronnie that could make or break her relationship with Jack. But who's Jack? I don't know. I don't watch the thing. Elsewhere, Masood is livid when he learns that Syed is babysitting Camille. And Jody arranges a Sten night. Not too sure what one of those is. Ahead of Fatboy and Mercy's nuptials. Can we write to EastEnders and find out why they call him Fatboy? It's not very nice, is it? It's just not cricket, I tell you. So you have that, and then more controversy, I'm sure, with Inside the Human Body. Quite a controversial program, this. I don't wish to go into too many details. But anyway, Michael Mosley reveals the ingenious ways in which the body defends itself against a hostile world where sunlight shatters your DNA and every breath contains microbes that can kill, as he concludes his series exploring its workings. So we're looking tonight at Christian, a ball jumper whose muscles give him the strength to avoid a violent death, 3-year-old Rowan, whose internal army fights off the flu virus, and Johnny, who gets injured almost every week to earn his living and relies upon his body's remarkable ability to heal. If you prefer something less scientific, a bit more cultural, you may wish to check out The Culture Show. It's on tonight, BBC Two, 7 p.m. bbc.co.uk/cultureshow is the place to go. Fronted by Andrew Graham Dixon, this week's Culture Show comes from the recently revamped Royal Shakespeare Theatre in Stratford-upon-Avon, and ranges from sci-fi to psychopaths, along with Shakespeare singing, art, hip-hop, design, and new media. Yes, sorry folks, I think, can we have some please? I need the here we go, right. It's got Mark Kermode on. I thought he spends all his time criticising films on Radio 5. So there we go. Watch that if you want, The Culture Show, or if you prefer The Shadow Line, 9 p.m. BBC Two. And I don't know if you want to watch it, but it sounds quite... It's after The Watershed, as most drama on the BBC is these days. So The Shadow Line, episode 4 of 7, and you may prefer at 20 past 11, golf! Hooray for the golf!